This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show was brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Sorry if I didn't have the... I'm only here, you know. Anyway, we'll talk more about them coming up shortly. The FBI, you remember the show, The FBI, when Efren Zimbalist Jr., who's still alive, he was the guy back then when it was a TV show. But they've transformed their image from the Efren Zimbalist Jr. into Special Agent Boogaloo Shrimp. And the Inspector General's report was the bureaucratic self-policing equivalent of breaking faith to the electric bamboozle. But here's the punchline. MC Hammer, who dropped his Glock and shot a dude whilst busting a move, who was one of those top 5% of applicants that zombie FBI Director Christopher Wray kept babbling about during his excuse conference following the report's release. But that guy would not have even placed in competition for the title worst FBI agent ever against the toadies, the flunkies, and the hacks that the report highlights. Now, his news conference was little more than a spin cycle, and he spent a surprising amount of time, which is to say any time at all, boasting about the quality of his FBI honors interns. Terrific. Put one of those guys in charge. He, she, or knowing the current leftist culture of the FBI, Z, can't do any worse than you, Christopher, and your predecessor, James. Ray's ruined agency's best and brightest conspired to undo the results of an election to ensure that the leftist politician who wouldn't derail their gravy train would take office. But hey, a couple of hours of diversity classes will fix that right up, won't it? Just ask Starbucks. It's nice to know that these bureaucratic superstars are finally going to get some training to inform them that trying to use their power as a federal law enforcement agent to swing an election to their preferred political party is to be frowned upon. Apparently, and I don't know how, but apparently previously they didn't know that. Now listen, whenever you put an IG in somebody, that's an inspector general. In the military, when an IG comes in there, I mean, this is when the sweat takes on the size of a Dixie cup. I kind of expected that here. But this bait and switch was just another example of our elite shrugging in the face of indisputable evidence of their very own wrongdoing. The bombshells in the IG report could justly be classified as thermonuclear, but remember the Comey conference back in July 2016? Those bombshells were thermonuclear too. Integrity Boy laid out an utterly devastating case against Pantsuit and highlighting in damning detail her litany of crimes that would have consigned you, me, anybody that's not in the elite to a long tour in the Stony Lonesome. But then that looming doofus concluded his lengthy summation with, "But never mind," straight out of, you know, Gilda Radner. The same with the IG report. Yes, the report demonstrated some intense and pervasive political bias. And yet, at every turn, the FBI / DOJ hacks gave unprecedented deference and breaks to Hillary. From the get-go, they talked about how no one was ever going to be prosecuted. Nothing to see, you see. It's like a prosecutor laying out a crushing case to a jury and then saying, and in conclusion, I'd like you to find the defendant not guilty. No evidence, concludes the IG report. It's 500 plus pages of evidence. So let's try a hypothetical. You're on a jury. My client is a black man claiming racial discrimination by his company. I present you with texts from key leaders in the company who are still employed in high positions at the company discussing how they hate black people. I demonstrate that at every single opportunity, the company made choices that hurt my client. And just like at every opportunity, the FBI and DOJ made choices to help Hillary the harpy. Then I show the company fired my client with no evidence of his wrongdoing, just like the FBI exonerated Stumbles O'Drinky with tons of evidence of her wrongdoing. Do you think I presented no evidence? And you, as a juror, have a choice. Was my client discriminated against? And I, as his lawyer, also have a choice. Ferrari or Lamborghini? The IG report sidestepped the most critical point. The one that is resulting from the American people losing their last remaining fragments of faith in this system. The fact that there are demonstrably two sets of rules, that there are two brands of justice in America today. There's one for you, me, and everyone else, not in the elite. Those of us that are just infuriated, angry, normal people. And there's another one for the elite. And I bet if you, me, or anyone else not in the elite were being prosecuted by the feds would be totally neutral regarding our politics. They would show us deference and give us breaks, and they would resolve from the beginning that we were going to walk. Damn, right? President Trump, you've already fixed the injustices suffered by Scooter and Dinesh. Pardon the other two guys. Pardon Conrad Black and pardon Michael Flynn. Show that this un-American tyrannical garbage is unacceptable by refusing to accept it. Pardon everybody except Robert Mueller and his team of Democrat operatives. The report's incoherent conclusion notwithstanding shows that this whole process is irredeemably tainted with political bias. As a matter of fact, before you worry about Mueller, pardon everybody that they talk to, Mueller and his little team of people. And shut it down and let the voters decide if they want to validate injustice or not. See, we have a problem here in this country. We cannot go on like this. The rule of law matters, and the rule of law does not have exceptions that exempt preferred people and groups. We have tolerated this abomination far too long, and it has to stop. And either the elite rediscovers their sense of duty and service and stops it, or very likely we're going to stop it for them, and that's going to be bad. And Trump is one of our attempts at stopping it, and if he's unable to do so, the elite are really going to hate what we try next because they don't get to win. Some have taken to calling our political/cultural response to this abandonment of the rule of law as tribalism, and it is because tribalism is the only alternative to the rule of law. Some, like Jonah Goldberg, rightly warn against the tribalist trend, and it is bad, but it sure beats the hell out of being the leftist serfs. Now, doesn't it? Others are very upset that we choose uniting to protect ourselves over surrender to them. I say, if you're Frito-cons, if you guys don't like tribalism, then help us fix the problem instead of trying to shut us up and pretending everything's groovy. So here's the two options. Rule of law or my tribe wins. Notice how there's no option for the elite tribe exercising unchallenged dominion over us. So you guys had better choose wisely, because you'll only get to choose one time. The funky FBI guy's breakdance act antics were almost funny. But his incompetence and the IG's devastating whitewash. We're terrified now, but that doesn't mean we're afraid. We're terrified for where you're putting us and what we're about to do. We'll be right back This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of Knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, Boyd's is going to team up, and this is going to take a lot of coordination here. Boyd's is teaming up with Ted Nugent to bring a little happiness to them. Dustin Knudsen at Boyd's has built two rifles, built them out with Boyd's gun stocks, and then he's going to give those to Ted, who's then going to take them and kill some dinner for some veterans, and then he's going to give the veterans the rifles. And that alone is worthy of your time to go check them out at Boyd's gun stocks. It is often said that Washington, D.C. is filled with a bunch of nerds dominated by psychopaths. Others say that politics are simply Hollywood for ugly people. And that's usually said in a joking manner and often uttered after coming back from a young professional happy hour there in the swamp. And perhaps the most soulless congregation folks ever assembled can be found at these kinds of events. But what would you do if I told you that there was a recent study showing the population density of psychopaths could confirm anecdotal suspicions that these two areas of American life have more in common than either side would care to admit? A report conducted by Ryan Murphy at Southern Methodist University found that Connecticut contained the most psychopaths per capita, followed quickly by California, New Jersey, and New York, followed next. But our nation's capital by far had the highest level of psychopathic behavior than anywhere in the country. And as Newsmax noted, added in the study was Washington, D.C., which had a psychopathy level far higher than any state, according to the report, albeit because it is small, entirely urban area, not as geographically diverse as a state. The presence of psychopaths in District of Columbia is consistent with the conjecture found in Murphy that psychopaths are likely to be effective in the political sphere. Murphy analyzed the levels of big five personality traits, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, neuroticism, and openness to experience in each state to carry out his research. Now, boldness corresponds to low neuroticism and high extroversion. And meanness corresponds to low agreeableness, and disinhibition corresponds to lowly conscientiousness, he wrote. Turns out our nation's capital attracts this kind of character the way the moth is attracted to the light. He wrote, the District of Columbia is measured to be far more psychopathic than any individual state in the country, a fact that can be readily explained either by its very high population density or by the type of person who may be drawn a literal seat of power. Northeast states overall contain the most psychopaths of any region, but it is a little discomforting that the two areas of American life that impact us every day, entertainment and federal government, insane, so many psychopaths. that just kills me. Not surprising. Well, I'm not surprised by it. Some of you may. Well, I don't know if you'd be surprised by it. Are you surprised by that, to know that the same sort of trait that gets you diagnosed with psychopathy can make you a good politician? Do you know any politicians? And listen, all of these politicians that some of you guys, I don't know, I don't want to say idolize. I hope everybody has learned the lesson already to not look at these people as deities. They're not. They're just people. They're simply people. And not in a lot of cases, not even really nice ones either. You should never, ever, 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 ever be seduced into this idea that a politician cares about you. There's something that happens to them when they go to Washington, D.C. There's some, like, you know, I'll give this to Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy understands he hasn't done anything, and he wants to go somewhere where he can do something. And if I were him at this particular moment, though, I would be withdrawing from everything that I do in a big manner, you know. I don't understand why he's still going to the news. I don't understand why he's still appearing. I'm sure everybody out there, well, of course, they probably, you know, he's not doing it because he wants to. He's doing it because they asked him to. Okay, fine. But I don't happen to believe that he turns them down. I don't think he turns them down. So, knowing that, I just sit back and I just say, okay, so you're going away, so go away. I felt the same way about me when I got out of the military. I felt like I was getting out of the military. I was still being called sergeant and all this other stuff. And, I mean, even after I left and I was no longer in the military, people that I was talking to were calling me sergeant. And that was just weird. And I would quickly say, well, you don't have to call me that no more. I'm not a sergeant anymore. Then I would feel really bad about that because the military part of me, I really enjoyed the military, but the military, I wasn't good at the politics of it. So when I was able to get out and I didn't have to deal with the politics of it, I was happier. But the idea that somebody took the time to do a study and found out the same personality traits that makes a person a good politician also makes you a psychopath, that is comedy on a scale that I can't fathom. I can't put it together. I can't tell you what I think about it. That's so original. I mean, I might have said that in passing, but I don't have the research capability to get out there and come to the conclusion, right? So, here we are, psychopaths, and you guys are in charge. That should be telling everybody out there exactly everything you need to know right now. Psychopaths are in charge of the government. And we keep electing them for some reason. We keep electing the psychopaths. Bear that in mind when you're looking at all the posters. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the separation of families that cross the border illegally. One of the things discussed was how they are not really families.
The vast majority of children who are in the care of HHS right now, 10,000 of the 12,000, were sent here alone by their parents. That's when they were separated.
Fired FBI Director James Comey refused to appear before Congress today to talk about the handling of the Clinton email investigation. And his fired Deputy Director Andrew McCabe asserted his Fifth Amendment rights. News also came out today that former Attorney General Loretta Lynch declined to show up for a Senate Judiciary hearing looking into the IG report that came out, which detailed some of the bungling of Mr. Comey's handling of the Clinton email investigation. And finally, for the 14th year in a row, Chick-fil-A is celebrating Cow Appreciation Day on July 10th. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Ergonomic perfection that's based upon years. Has to be literally years of research and development. Every time they come up with a new stock, that means that's more years. That's more time. And then they bring the product to you. They bring it to market. And then, now you're getting somewhere. Now you're in the middle of that ergonomic excellence that is, you know. They make it seem effortless. It is not effortless, though. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, I remember... One of my biggest problems in life is that all of my favorite entertainers, for the most part, especially my favorite comedians, are dead. I hate to say it that way, but they are. They passed on. And there used to be one out there that would talk about news, because he would point out that with news, there was just no way to get around the whole idea that it was all the news was bad news. Right? Now, apparently, the whole idea became squandered when, you know, they had all of this democratic goodness in place, and then it was taken away in an evening on September 2016. You know, that was horrible. But what he would say is that, you know, what Bill Hicks would say, the unfortunate comedian that passed away, is that he would set the news to where he would say whatever was going on, no matter what was going on, who is in charge, he would say, everybody is going to die of this or that or the other. And everybody would sit back and you know, it'd be a good giggle. Now we have a bunch of people that are not comedians, but are doing this comedy thing anyway. And they're scientists. We have this blatant use of science for political gain, which is not really new, but it's getting worse. All kinds of science is being used to justify policies that fit a particular political agenda. Case in point, some Harvard scientists have examined the environmental policies of the Trump administration and concluded that up to 80,000 people a decade will die as a result of political decisions that they disagree with, which is about, let's see, that's about one-fifth of the medical misadventure that they will die of per year. So in the same decade, four million people will die versus 80,000 people will die per decade. You know, 2.5 million people die per year for other than natural causes. And, 8,000 people a year extra is what they're up in arms of. And it used to be that this kind of a pronouncement was dismissed as unscientific, but today it's front page news. From the Hill. The research from public health economist David Cutler and biostatistician Francesca Dominici pointed specifically to the health impacts of the EPA policies on air pollutants and toxic chemicals. This sobering statistic captures only a small fraction of the cumulative public health damages associated with the full range of rollbacks and systemic actions proposed by the Trump administration, the scientists said. The essay was published in the Journal of American Medical Association, those same guys that want to ban guns who also kill 400,000 people a year. It was used as a commentary, not a formal peer-reviewed paper, but it uses the EPA's own data to make its argument, and the EPA pushed back on the findings, saying they were not scientific. They said it's not a scientific article, it's a political article. The science is clear under Trump's greenhouse gas emissions are down. Superfund sites are being cleaned up at a higher rate than under Obama, and the federal government is investing more money to improve water infrastructure than ever before. The essay accuses Trump of working to make the air dirtier in order to benefit industry. Yeah. Maybe they could perform a study on how creating government regulations that hamper innovation and progress costs even more lives. Perish the thought. Now you can play games with science like this and get just about any result you want. This is the whole basis behind some of the anti-gun violence research. How many more people will die due to overregulation by the EPA? The Obama-era waters of the United States rule would have placed just about every pond, creek, river, and stream under EPA jurisdiction. How many people would die if farmers were forced to cut their production? Now, I'm sure that these scientists can spell out chapter and verse how they arrived at the figure of 80,000 more dead Americans. They don't out, you know, they got the graphs and the charts coming out of the Yang Yang, and that shows how careful they were in their research and how indisputable their conclusions are. But when you begin with a preconceived notion of your conclusions, then you cannot avoid a bias. Does anybody out there believe that these scientists set out to prove anything except Trump wants you to die and enrich his rich friends? The problem with politicizing science is there will be some science one day that we need to pay attention to. And we won't because of all of this crying wolf stuff. Now, science has become a pawn of them trying to control us, a la climate change. I heard Al Gore get out there back in the day when he was testifying. The science is in there. This is undisputable, indisputable, something disputable. It's just the way it is, and you cannot deny it. And if you are, sir, you are a denier of science. We heard how 96% of all the world's scientists agreed on this conclusion. But then when you ask a few scientists about it, they'll be like, no, the models, they were essentially trying to cook the books with the computer models, trying to make it come out with something. But I mean, the problem with all of these models and all these things began when they got out there and said, in this amount of time, this is going to happen. And then it didn't. It didn't happen. You know. Does ice melt? Yes, it does. Does it do it cyclically? Yes, it does. Are we causing it? No, we're not. We're not the cause of Gaia's issues. Gaia takes care of herself. When Gaia wants to do something, she just goes ahead and does it. Ask the people of Hawaii how that's working out. If we're in such control of this planet, how come we can't stop that? How come we can't stop a hurricane or tornado? When nature rears its head, we just got to stand back and watch it go. But this is the same template. They come at us the same way about gun control. If we don't do this, then more people will die. If we don't do this, more people will die. These policies cause people to die. E-I-E-I-O. How many times are we going to hear it? How many times do you have to hear it? I mean, it's all really good fodder for me. It doesn't matter to me if I hear it very often. But how many times do you want to hear it? Like I said, I don't have a problem with it. But then again, you know, I find the comedy in some of this stuff. Some of this stuff is just absolutely hilarious. But enough good times for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
A Boyd's gun stock is the result of years of research. When you get it, when you open it, when you get it out of that box, this is the benefit of all the development, all the peer groups, all the testing on human shooters. And it comes to this shape, and then when you get this shape and you get to use this shape, well, you have something special. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. I'm sick of hearing about all of this splitting up of families. Like from the June 16th issue of the New York Daily News, read, callous, soulless, craven Trump, by a subheadline, Perez's edict led to 2,000 children stripped from parents in 1 week. But you just heard that, you know, all but 2,000 of these children that they're holding came here alone. So they're not being stripped from their family. This is a way to appeal to emotions, to feelings. This is why they do all this virtue signaling. Also, for us adults, you know, our parental instincts get played with here a little bit. Who would condone the separation of a child from their parents? Well, if you really want to know, the American government would. That's who. It's not only condones the removal of children from their parents, it fosters it. And I'm not talking about the Trump presidency. The government has routinely taken children from their parents for the past 50 years, not increments of 2,000 as indicated in the tabloid, but by the millions. It began with the enactment of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which included sex on it, its list of categories to receive discrimination protection. This law neutered the American male in general, but the black American community experienced its immediate implementation. The government fostered unwed motherhood through financial inducements made possible by the welfare system, which gave women incentives to have children if they weren't married. Even well-meaning young couples who planned to get married opted for the welfare system because it meant, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in increased income over the life of your young family. Fathers lived with the parents, other family members and friends, for its welfare workers found even if they even found a pair of pants hanging in the closet of the mother, she would lose her welfare payments. And this was the first step in separating children from parents. The father was removed from the home. And once welfare was firmly implemented and became a way of life, the government decided that it was unfair to the American taxpayer to pay for the support of welfare mothers, but it said not to worry that it loved these welfare mothers and would train, educate, and find them jobs. So the second step in separating children from parents occurred when their mothers were trained and educated by the government. Their children were sent to preschool, in school, and after school programs, fed food not intended by God to be consumed by humans, attended to by strangers whose purpose was to earn a living, educated with immoral standards, denied the nurturing love and inculcation in spiritual matters essential to child development, and given Ritalin or similar drugs if they did not adjust to their unnatural and loveless environment. Generation would be raised without nurturing love, spiritual development, and moral values. They would be raised without any values and would migrate into gangs and eventually into jail. The prison population doubled from 1 million to 2 million from 1992 to 2000, and most of the addition came from the black community. And guess who was president during that period? Slick Willie. Let's take a look at some statistics regarding the health and well-being of the American family. We have the highest prison population in the world, more than China and India combined. There are 2.4 million men in U.S. prisons. The U.S. has 5% of the world's population and 25% of the prisoners. The U.S. has the world's most violent boys. 82% of American 18-year-olds live in a home that does not contain both biological parents. Let me say that again, 82%. 24 million children in the U.S. go to bed at night without a father in the home. 24 million. 40% of all births in the U.S. today are to unwed mothers. The number one illness of American women is debilitating depression, which affects 10 million women or 10% of the adult female population. 3 million American girls now suffer from depression. The World Health Organization reports that the number one health issue of England, the United States, and Canada is mental illness. And the National Institute for Mental Illness reports that at any given time in the U.S., 25% of the people can be classified as mentally ill. That alone should just infuriate you, just all those facts I just gave you. And those negative statistics result primarily from the breakdown of the American family, conditions obscured by fanning the flames of racism. The primary issue in the black community is not racism. It is the breakdown of the black family, seen to by your government. And this same governmental action is breaking down the family structure in all ethnic, racial, and religious segments of the population now. It is spread out. It has metastasized. It's mutating, you know. Going back to the conditions that the headlines addressed, a big bad Trump did not have his way and the Latin immigrants were allowed to stay with their families intact. The first order of activity would entail getting them to assimilate into the American culture. The women would be sent to school to learn English and other essentials of daily life in America. And their children? Well, while their mothers were in school or training facilities, they would be cared for by various governmental institutions, you know. By the time they reached their teens, they would be fodder, once again, for recruitment into gangs, a life of crime or social ineptitude and prospects for violence in our institutions. So, the issue here today is not about racism. It's not about immigrants. It's not about any of this. It's the breakdown of the family structure that is the big, big issue. And for any society to remain viable, it has to have some sort of spiritual awareness. It has to have some sort of gender understanding, and it has to have a family focus. So let us not be dissuaded from trying to get there. Let us not be dissuaded from, trying to, we need to focus on racism and poverty and prejudice, which devolve from the lack of family. Family has infinite benefit to society. These children today, just, they're children. Now, and let me be clear about this. Some of these children that are in gangs are probably beyond hope. There's probably no reaching them. They probably will end up either killing each other or being incarcerated, or they may be killed in a crime being committed, by the person they're trying to rob. And either way, that means that the government has committed murder. See, Black America, I don't understand why you allowed this social experiment to happen. But it's not just you now that has it going on. It's all of us. It was never going to be just you. That was just to see if it would work. Thankfully, a lot of people are getting woke. The whole thing about the increase in technology and everything else, that also leads to increases in propaganda, but also in information. And information is key. So we need to reinvigorate the family structure. And we need to do it soon, because we don't need to be leading the world in these categories. No. Hour number 3 is inbound. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.